Apostle Joshua Silver.
Hallelujah. I want to thank Pastor Shola sincerely again for this privilege and this opportunity. I want to thank the fathers of faith here, Apostle Chidume, God bless you and honor you, sir. Our daddy, God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I also want to celebrate and truly honor every man and every woman of God here. Anytime you see a man of God who loves Jesus and serves him truly, they are deserving of your honor. It takes a lot to say yes. Yes means many no's. No to many, many things. Hallelujah. While standing, before we sit, I want us to know that when we gather like this, it is more than just gathering to honor the presence of a man. Hallelujah. It is important for us to be intentional in our understanding that when the glory of God rests upon his people, many things happen within the atmosphere of that glory. Principally the revelation of Jesus, but then in addition to healings, miracles. By the way, where is the lady that had her child? Come. Please, when you find her, I don't know, when you find her, let her come. Hallelujah. And then, I want you to listen very carefully. One of the greatest blessings of a prophetic and a miracle service like this, as far as I am concerned, that's all right if she's not within hallelujah. Okay, when you find her, please give her the allowance to come. Now please listen, every time I have the privilege of ministering to God's people like this, more than receiving the miracles, my greatest assignment is to expose God's people to that atmosphere of his glory. Because when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. When your glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. The glory of God is a definition of his weightiness, his entirety. Every component that makes him God, his wisdom, his power, his favor. When you expose people to the atmosphere of his glory, they never leave the same. Some of them will live with wisdom or heightened wisdom. Some of them will live with favor. Some of them will live with all kinds of miracles. When the rod was placed in an atmosphere of that glory, even though it didn't have roots to the earth, it budded in 24 hours. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. When his glory comes, there'll be no words to say. From the beginning of this conference, many of you have endured making sacrifices from one speaker after another, one vessel after another. Some of you may have been around for the past 6 years of the ABM. Some of you a few of the years. Some of you, this is your first night. Now, let me tell you, the possibilities that you receive in an atmosphere of God's glory does not depend on His love alone. Neither does it even depend on His will. It depends on the sincerity of your hunger and your recognition. For God can be in a place and you do not know. Covered by pride, maybe. Covered by carelessness, maybe. Are we together? Covered by all kinds of factors. It takes admitting that when God comes in the midst of His people, there is always something to see. There is always something to get. There is always something to receive. Among the many things that God does to His people is to grant them access to His glory. Moses said, "Show me your glory." And God did not reject the request. That means He desires that His glory be seen. We're going to pray for 10 minutes from my time. Hallelujah. It's a miracle service. We'll take some time to pray. And there is prayer that is for edification. There is prayer that is for warfare and supplication. There is prayer that is for intercession. It has many compartments as far as the administration of it is concerned. But the prayer we are praying for the next 10 minutes is to enlarge our capacity in the Spirit. 10 minutes is not all the time you need, but with respect to this atmosphere. I did tell us in the morning, it is a waste to pour anything from heaven upon a vessel that is closed or a vessel that is small. These are the two conditions of vessels that make any investment on them a total waste. A vessel that is closed, no matter how large, cannot receive. A vessel that is small, no matter how willing, cannot receive more than its capacity. Hallelujah. So I'd like you right where you are to begin to pray in the Spirit. I'd like you to see your ministry as you are praying, stepping into another level. I'd like you to see the mandate God has placed upon your life, stepping into another level. Whether you are at the back, whether you are in front, it does not matter. I'd like you to see your music ministry being part of the cutting edge tools that God will use in this end time. I'd like you to see the prophetic mandate that is upon your life that perhaps is at its infancy. Fan to flames to dimensions where it can serve the purposes of God across nations. Someone is praying. Please pray. Just a few minutes in the Spirit. I'd like you to see your bishopric as far as the end time program of God is concerned, being secured and preserved by your passion and determination. Da 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 shall know rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Hello, this is Madonna. Hello, this is Madonna. Take a bash, a lambrasca, the better get the bubbles for the bush. Hello, this is Madonna. Abandas, Calabas, Catabrasca, the Benetoto, Rata Baratu, the Benetoto, Catabaratava, Sabrasca, the Benetos, Catabaratu. Just 2 more minutes in the spirit. Catabarata, Baratas, Catabrandes, Catabaratava. Seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, every sin and every weight, and then to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. In the name of Jesus. 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 Now please listen. Before you sit down, the Lord just opened my eyes to see something. Don't sing. But as I raise the song, please bring all the people out under the anointing. God is doing something very, very mighty. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are powerful, so powerful in your way. You are awesome, so awesome in your ways. Just bring them out under the anointing. You are powerful, so powerful in your ways. Oh, that's our woman. Just a moment. You are powerful, so powerful in your ways. There is a spirit of glory that is resting upon people. Your ministry and your life will not be the same. Not this night. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Dear prophet of God, there is a clarion call upon your destiny. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious. Shalabada gata braska deba legatus. Kebrande gabaratus adiada balada balada. You are mighty, so mighty in your ways. There is an ignition of fire You'll be seated shortly. But this is what God is doing, and this is the instruction He gave me. Young and old alike, is an outpouring of the Spirit upon you. You are powerful, so powerful in your ways. You are powerful, powerful, so powerful in your ways. Oil is being poured upon the destinies of men, not just their heads, the destinies of men. You are powerful. Please bring them out. So powerful in your ways. You are mighty. So mighty in your ways. You can be dangerous. So dangerous in your ways. You can be dangerous. So dangerous in your way. Shall I get there? Oh, 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 oh. I'm hearing the word selected and appointed for a time as this. There are people you have been selected by God. That unction is coming upon you right now. Selected for your family. Selected for your region. Some you've seen it in dreams. Others in visions. But this is the night. Here in Abeokuta, that mantle of your destiny is locating you. Bring them out. Selected and appointed. For a time as this, others for a generation, others the Josephs of the family. Young and old, male or female, the spirit of grace, selected and appointed. There are people, there are mantles upon you. You do not even know. God is bringing you out by His Spirit. Rapa kata pasha la barade sebele ketusiata. Kaprande ke bereke tuska di brande ke baliata. Hallelujah. Now please hear me. Hear me. The Lord is ministering to me that there are people here. A spiritual season is coming to an end in your life. And another one is opening up. It's a new level of grace and a new level of fire. For some, you are ministers of the gospel. God brought you here because avatar, shadavata. There is a dimension of grace. Ministers of the gospel. I'm hearing this particularly for preachers. People who are ministers of the gospel. The mantle that has been looking for you. I direct it to you. Male and female. Access that mantle. In the name of Jesus. Access that mantle by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please listen. When we call people out like this, it is not just for show, just to see people littered on the ground. No. There is something that God is doing. I stretch my hands towards all those in front. In the name of Jesus. The levels in the spirit that you should enter for the sake of your destiny and your assignment, we command vistas to be opened now by apostolic authority. I decree in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above all names, I call upon he who has the key of David. May that new realm and dimension be open for you. In the name of Jesus, let it be open for you. Let it be open for you. In Jesus' name. Now hear me, please, please, as much as those who can go back to their seats in front, I want them to go because I want to make another call. Please sit down if you can. Please sit down if you can. Be very sensitive whether I saw so many people at the back. Doesn't matter which, you know, whether you are at the canopy or any other place. I want you to be very sensitive. I had a brief time of prayer. There is another set of people I'm going to ask to come out. Those, if they cannot stand up, just leave them, please. Don't force them. Now listen, please. One of the mantles that God is restoring in this conference, I had a vision, and it was the vision of the transfiguration. And I saw Moses and Elijah. There are two types of the prophetic ministry that will be activated in this end time. Moses was a prophet. Elijah was a prophet. But the administration of their offices were not the same. Are we together? All of them were mandated to preserve the purposes of God in a generation. Elijah preserved from Jezebel and Ahab. Moses preserved from Pharaoh. And all of them required signs and wonders. It was a mantle and a rod that helped them to preserve the purposes of God. God is restoring an ancient prophetic heritage. Please hear me. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit. Many grandfathers, some of you come from physical paternal families that carry the heritage of the prophetic. But because you are dull of seeing and your ears do not hear, they just told you a story that your grandfather was part of those who would visit these men at the campground. And you have been having visions of these experiences. One of the mandates tonight is to stir up particularly this prophetic dimension again. We need it not just for show. Don't be afraid of the prophetic because of the little abuses here. There is going to be a stirring of that prophetic mantle. For some of you, that mantle has been hovering around whole families and everybody has rejected it. Everybody has rejected it. I pray that you are not the one to reject it tonight. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray. The moment I make this call, my apologies if I don't have the time to teach. It's a miracle service. Healing is something we can do in 10 minutes. These are superior levels of spiritual activations that strengthen God's people and make the program of God efficient. For those people, I want you by the anointing to bring them out right now. There is a restoration of the prophetic. God wants to have these prophetic representations across families and regions. I stretch my hands right now upon everyone that has been assigned in God's program and prophetic schedule to carry this mantle, whether you are aware or not. At the count of three, in the name that is above all names, whether you are seated or standing, may that mantle snatch you out right now. I release that grace. Carry that mantle right now. Male and female, bring them out. Preachers, businessmen, that mantle of the prophetic in the order of Moses and Elijah coming upon your life. Please help that lady. Alekatoshka de Brendeke Berekatoshiata. Krabakata Balakatoshiata. Some of you have been faithful in certain seasons. God has subjected you through certain seasons and you have been faithful. Now a new order of grace, that prophetic. Only the prophetic, that's what God is ministering to people on. I stretch my hands yet again, from the back to the front. There may be someone, no one is seeing you, but the all-seeing eye of the God of Jeshurun, the one who rides upon the wings of the wind, may that grace find you right now. Please bring them out. May that grace find you right now. May that grace find you right now. David was in the wilderness and the anointing still found him. Homely, homely, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Father, all of these prophetic graces you are stirring, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they will go through the seasons of training faithfully and they will find their place in your prophetic program. I activate those graces now. I activate those graces now. The seeing eye and the hearing ear. I activate those graces now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I activate those graces now. When Joel stood in Acts, when Peter stood in Acts chapter 2, he said, "This is that which was prophesied by Joel the prophet, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Not some, all flesh. Hallelujah. The spirit of prayer and intercession as a mantle is coming on certain people right now. Father, I don't know where these people are, but in the name of Jesus, as touching your program, not only in Abeokuta, not only in the Southwest, but even in partnership with what you are doing across the globe, may that mantle of prayer and prophetic intercession, let it rest upon you now. Let it rest upon you. Let it rest upon you now. Not just young people, even elderly people. You will see mothers in their 50s, 60s, 70s travailing for hours by the energy of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of prayer and intercession is resting upon you right where you are. Because you need to build capacity for that which God is committing to your life and your destiny. My last prayer for this session, please listen carefully. I'm only ministering as the Spirit of God is ministering to me. There are many of you that are going to be delivered right now from the spirit of error. Please hear me. There is the spirit of error. The spirit of error only is activated when it finds zeal. You can have zeal, but the spirit of error can lead a man into something that may seem to have a semblance of godliness, but you will later find out whether it's your prophetic pursuit, whether it's ministerial pursuit. There is a path, the Bible says, a way that seemeth right unto a man, unto a man of God, unto a prophet, unto an apostle. In the name of Jesus, any man, any church, any prayer group, any platform that is under attack from the spirit of error, I decree and declare right now, in this crusade, I command that spirit and that influence to leave your destiny now. Hallelujah. Listen. The Bible says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith and shall give heed to seducing spirits and the doctrine of demons. There are people today whose entire spiritual construct was founded on spirits of error. It does not mean the people are bad. You can have a vision. Many people's lives have been confused today because of spirits that carry a semblance of the Holy Spirit and give mandates and assignments. The more you are obedient to that mandate, the more it is misleading you and others. There is no righteousness and there is no green pasture in that kind of obedience. I'm praying again. False dreams, lying visions. Go and read it in the Bible. Peter thought he was under the influence of the Spirit of God when he was trying to rebuke Jesus from dying. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." For Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, he said. "But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." He says, "And when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren." There are many of you, the prophetic inclinations you are delving into, you may delve from a sincere heart, but it's not being sponsored by the Spirit of God, including a semblance of healing mantles. There are people who have gone to fast and pray and came back with experiences that carry a semblance of spirituality, but when we gauge them against the integrity of God's word, we find it wanting on many counts. Again, I'm praying. The spirit of error that is creeping into your Bible study life, creeping into your prayer life, taking advantage of your zeal and hunger for God and for spiritual things, I command that devil of error to leave you now. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. These are the kinds of meetings that make people and preserve the program of God for the next 10, 20, 30 years if Christ tarries. Let me charge our hearts. Tonight as I'm speaking, the Holy Ghost is going to be giving people specific instructions about your own life and about your own ministry. Please make sure your ears are open to hear both. as you are hearing this man of God speak, in the midst of the things I'm saying, the Spirit of God is also going to be speaking. I wish I had a little fan around me. I'm sweating up and down. Please, if you can find a fan for me, just to help encourage me while I'm here. May God bless you. Even if it's from a distance, don't please make sure that you don't take from that which is on our father's. Yes, anywhere, just something to help. Thank you, sir. But what happens to them now? Please, let's. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to charge our hearts finally, and then we'll pray. You have received many things in the course of this conference. Thank you. I think this is fine. If this becomes too close, it will affect the sound quality. So that's fine. You can return it back. This is fine. Maybe you can replace that one there. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Who is Rebecca? Rebecca. I had the name Rebecca. They call you Becky. Rebecca. Rebecca. You are wearing a headgear that is like baby pink. Rebecca. Rebecca. Is there someone like that? No, please verify. Come. What's your name? No, let them come up. I'll just speak over your life. Where are you from, my dear? I want to pray for you. I'm stretching my hands towards you. Yet the person the power of God is falling on is right in the crowd there. Please bring that person. The power of God is coming on one of you. I just saw oil coming on one of you now. When that happens, then I will speak over the rest. But among you people, the power of God is coming on one person right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's a new season, and there is a deliverer that is arising. I have that name, Rebecca. Every weakness, in the name of Jesus, of the flesh, that is not giving you room to access spiritual things, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, be set free right now. What he says to one, he says to all. Be set free right now. Be set free right now. Abiodun. Who is Abiodun? Abiodun. Please don't come out carelessly just because. Let's make sure so we don't make this place rowdy. Abiodun, not your father's name, your name. Abiodun. Hallelujah. Now listen, this is serious. Please hear me. I saw light just leave God's servant, Pastor Shola, up. And then it was just roaming around. And it is looking for somebody with the same name. Your name is Olushol. Is it Olushola? Or something like, is that a name? Or is it Olu or Deshola or something like that? I know there is Shola in the name. I saw that light just went up. And like hovering around, because there will be a replica of this kind of Abeokuta believers meeting beginning from this year. God is going to stand. It will be in other parts of Abeokuta. Believe me, it may not be called ABM, but an anointing this night is coming on people with mandates. You will go to regions and start putting together meetings like this that will start filing God's army for the next season. And I'm saying this because some of you, even as pastors, as a ministerial couple, that mandate will come upon you and God will say, I'm trusting you with my program for other regions that may not be able to make it in this meeting. My goodness, all these gentlemen. What's your name, sir? Olusola. What do you do? This gentleman.
Fashion
you.
Designer. Fashion,
huh?
Fashion designer.
You are a fashion designer.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm seeing the grace that was on Stephen, that he started with serving tables, but he ended up being a mighty person. You may be a fashion designer, but what unable to rise to fulfill their prophetic potential. When you find that person, please let me know. But let me pray for these ones. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people who have come out here by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Everything that represents a limitation over your life and destiny, I command that it gives way now. I command that it gives way now. In the name of Jesus. For someone, you had a dream, and in that dream you were instructed to fast for 3 days, and you have dishonored that dream. There is a revelation that is connected to that spiritual exercise. You see, when God speaks, it's important to obtain grace to obey. Are we together now? This is what God is revealing to me. 3 days to separate yourself. Bishop Oyedepo said it was during 3 days he was fasting and praying, and light from scripture entered into him, and a revelation came that set the ministry up. Who is that person? You are the gentleman fasting. You believe in God? So let me, I'm going to pray for you for grace. Hallelujah. I hope you know that gluttony is a spirit. It's not just a habit. There is a spirit that even if when you are not fasting, you can stay till 7 o'clock and not remember you have eaten. But the moment you declare fasting, please don't come out randomly. By 8 o'clock, tom-tom. Your spirit will not rest. You want to open that tom-tom and put it in your mouth. It's not about quenching hunger. It's a demonic spirit. The ability to tame your appetite for food, it's an expression of your ability to tame many other things. Because food is the most obvious that you can see. Are we together? Let's honor our fathers. Let's honor. Hallelujah. For these gentlemen, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the hand of God will come upon you. My friend, I want you to obey God. Eh? Obey God. If God has told you and given you that instruction, then obey Him. That grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. And for all of you at Biodun, I command the limitations over your life. Let it drop from this night. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Please return to your seat. Where are these mothers? All of you, help them, please. God bless you, sir. Now, listen. I hope you see what God is doing in this place. These are mothers who are standing in for their children. It's not enough to succeed. According to succeed as a person, until the person who comes out of you the man who would be used by God to defeat the Midianites, he was hiding in fear, the least of the father's house, in the name for your children, and we use them as points of contact. Whatever has made you cry in your lifetime before you see the face of God, I'm using them as a point of contact to pray for any parents here. Please listen. You don't have to kneel, Mama. Please just stand. Except if you want to. But in the name of Jesus Christ, any parent here who has a child that has brought you pain, brought you trouble, you are sitting peacefully, they call you from a police station and say your child is at it again. It is any child you see who is misbehaving, just believe me, there is a prophetic destiny on that child. There is something that makes Satan to zoom his attention there. And if you don't have a child that is grown to that extent, don't say it does not matter. Don't wait till it happens. Send a prayer cover to preserve them and say, my child will not be the reason for my death. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice in 1 minute and let's pray. Father, we decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit. They sang the song here that our generation will praise your name. He said, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart, he said, your mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart, he said, they are life to those who find them and health to their flesh. Let's pray for our children. Let the spirit of responsibility come upon the young men and the young ladies. Let the spirit of laziness and entitlement.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Mama, the Lord has visited all of you. You will return with your testimonies. In Jesus' name. I don't know why God has chosen to go this direction, but please, let's walk with humility and honor Him. I'm hearing in my spirit that we should pray for all the schools, including secondary schools. There is an intentional plot by Satan. Please hear me. Everyone destroying nations today was once a baby. He was once a child. Satan grew with a generation today that is vocally and institutionally rejecting God. We have to change that narrative. Don't be tired though. It's a miracle service. Those of you who own schools, the only thing that you should be looking for should not be increment in school fees and technical knowledge. For God's sake, restore the values of the kingdom. This is not about fanatism. Hallelujah. You go to some of our schools, you will be shocked to tears to know what some of these children know. Hallelujah. They will watch you as an adult and be looking at your ignorance even in adulthood, because they have been exposed to evil in the fullness of its strength. And some of them have the destinies of deliverers. In 1 minute, if you love Abel Kuta and you love your children and your program, I want you to cry to the God of heaven. Visit our schools, from the primary schools to the secondary school. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. Pray for every teacher. Pray for every proprietor, proprietress. director. This is where the ministry of intercession comes. Lord, we will not lose our children. There is a generation that is rising to be greater than us, greater in power, greater in revelation, greater in character, greater in encounters. The devil will not destroy them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And hear me. By this mandate, for someone, you are sitting and God is saying, you had the man of God. It's time for your school to come on board. Because there are children who have been apportioned, connected to your grace. Apostle, where will I get the money from? The one you got now, where did he come from? It's the same Lord that shows mercy. If you are waiting for things to be in place, you will never do anything worthwhile for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Where is the woman who received the miracle? Let's celebrate what God has done. Look at this. 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 How long, sir?
4 years, sir.
You were here in Abeokuta, believers?
ABM last year.
Yes.
Yeah, you called us out in prophecy that there is a woman here. She's been waiting upon the Lord for 4 years. And when we came out, you told my wife that I'm seeing your husband standing beside you. And after then, you called me out to...
You are saying, hold, yes, you can remember.
Hold your wife, I want to pray.
Daddy can also remember.
Hold your wife, I want to pray with you. And you prayed with us. And after November, I waited... And December came, God led us here again to come and have 3 days fasting and prayer to receive the word, because there is no Christianity without responsibility.
That's right.
So we came here and God opened us up. In 3 days, God told me to make a sacrifice. I did. And God showed me the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, the story of Anna.
Yes.
And God told me that the prophet has played his part. That is what Samuel did. He said, your wife has played his part. You both will play your part. And the last thing that God told me was that, and the Lord remembered Anna. And we pray for that also. And those four things fired into my spirit. And we pray for those four things. You play your role, we play our role, and God played his role. To God alone be all the glory.
Hallelujah. Look at this. Listen, listen. Do you know why I decided to ask them to come out? There is something that happens to you when the word becomes flesh. It's one thing to hear. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, it says verse 5, that Philip went down to Samaria and there he preached Christ unto them. Then the next verse says the people in one accord, they gave heed to the things that he spake, seeing, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Hearing and seeing. Look at this. Everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, come out. Mama, please come up here. If you are not married, go back, please. Except if you are standing for someone. If you are trusting God, we are responsible people. So let me say it up front. This world today needs clarification over everything. You have to keep explaining and explaining. Let's celebrate them as they come.
Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do? Creator of sin, what can't you do?
Hold on. Why are these many people coming out? For yourselves? For your loved ones? Okay, this is what will happen. Listen. Hold on, please. I'm going, if you are coming out for any other person, just wait where you are. You don't have to come out. If not, we'll crowd this place. Remember, we need to finish on time. Hallelujah. Now, here's what will happen. I decree and declare that God will give you your own testimony. But now, may I request those who are standing for themselves, please remain. And then for the rest, go back rejoicing. Please, let's just obey instructions as God will grant us grace. You can't receive in disobedience in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are standing for someone, don't worry, just go back and trust God for a miracle. Remember the centurion, he said, you don't need to come to my house, speak the word only. This one is because God has instructed. Now, let me tell you the truth. Please hear me. By the privilege of God's grace, I've had the honor of living in the reality of these kinds of miracles in the lives of people across the globe. And I say this with humility. I can tell you the truth. I understand something small about the miracle of fruitfulness. I may not know everything, but there are some things that I understand. I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to believe God and open up your heart. I'm joining my faith with every man of God. That corporate grace, we're agreeing as the vessels of God, that everything that has brought reproach to you. Hallelujah. Here is the word that I want to declare unto you. Genesis 21 verse 1. The Bible says, and God visited Sarah as he had said, and God did unto Sarah as he has commanded. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands right now. The spirit, I want to rebuke the spirit first. Mama, just be patient. I'm going to bless this our beautiful baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, every spirit that is responsible for barrenness, responsible for any kind of demonic thing, I stand as one sent and in the company of men and women of God. Go now! Go now! Go now! Go now! Every womb that has been closed, in the name of Jesus, we command that womb to be opened now. Regardless what the medical situation is, Madam, the power of God is coming on you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree, by this time next year, may the Lord honor you with this same testimony. For some of you, for the years you have waited, it's not only one child you will have. May God give you twins and even triplets. Help her, please. Twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, please. And I decree and declare, every covenant that binds you with unfruitfulness, because the Bible says, having the readiness to judge all disobedience when your obedience is complete, I stand by the authority and integrity of the word, and I decree and declare over you in the name of Jesus. For the Bible declares that even the lawful captive shall be delivered. I decree and declare by the blood of the eternal covenant that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, be released from prohibitions that come from ancestors. Be released from prohibitions that come from bloodline, ill speakings of men, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. We declare that it is done. In Jesus' name. Please return to your seats rejoicing. What's his name? Nathaniel. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, watch this. This right here is not just about a child. It's about the God who can make what he says come to pass. Are we together now? Stretch your hands towards this giant in the spirit. helped us under the anointing. Please stretch your hands and declare. Nathaniel, we decree and declare the name of Jesus that this child is a proper child. In the presence of the family, we declare empowerment by the Spirit. This boy will be like Samuel in the name of Jesus Christ. That from a tender age, he will hear the voice of God revealing the blueprint of his destiny. Nathaniel, we pray for you. You will not be raised by a widower. You will not be raised by a widow. And you will not be raised an orphan. You will never have to do anything twice to succeed. The resources to raise you in the fear of God, we release it right now. Is this the only child? In the name of Jesus, you have celebrated him for this. Go and prepare for the next one. The same way you've stood before God's people, when it is time for the next one, let nothing stop it. I don't care what the situation is. The prophetic word that brought one, in the name of Jesus, will bring as many as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's celebrate them as they go back. Hallelujah. I'm about to pray for the sick. Please give me Acts chapter 2 from verse 42. I just want to charge our hearts. I've had the honor and the privilege of teaching about the apostolic structure of the revival that is coming across the nations, especially in Africa, helping to strengthen the body of Christ, to understand that there is a posture that we must take as far as preserving
Congratulations, you have seen the glory of God. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. I will tell you why I raised that song. It's not just that I'm raising it just like that. Listen very carefully. I will tell you why I raised that song. When the Lord turned again the captivity, hold on, whose captivity? Why should Zion be in captivity? There is something called the captivity of Zion. You are God's Zion. But sadly, even in heaven there was war. The Bible says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, that was a scripture that was in my spirit when I raised that song. Because there are some of you, based on what you are doing for God, some things should not be happening in your life, but you have carried certain scars, even for the name of the Lord. It is for these people that God is raising this song. Listen very carefully. Some of you are men of God with integrity. You have rejected every room for compromise. But your decision has happened at a cost. It has affected even your potential for influence. It has affected so many things. And sometimes that human factor in you will say, God, but look at me. Remember what happened to Abraham. A great man, valiant with so many things. By this song, God is saying the remaining part of your life that is yet to experience the glory of God. Because there are people who have experienced certain things like Naaman. The Bible says he was the captain of the Syrian army. He was a man who was valiant in war, but that leprosy was there. The song I'm singing is not for the areas you have seen results. It is for that one area. Those two areas. It is true that you are being used mightily, but there is a sickness that they diagnose within you, and it looks like, how am I going to walk? This song is for you.
Congratulations, you've seen the glory of God. Congratulations, he has done it for you, and you will come back with a new song to sing. Thank you. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. I hope you know that when God visits people, it's not only their spiritual lives that are affected. God is benevolent. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father? It says, who is it that you would ask for a fish and he will give you a serpent? Or you ask for bread and he will give you a stone? God is that meticulous to see your holistic development, that your life becomes a capture, an expression of every possibility that can be found in the Christ. So spiritually, he sees that you do well. But let me tell you, the God that we preach is not the God that ignores other areas of your life, just focusing on your spiritual growth. No, he lays emphasis on your spiritual development, but he's kind enough to stretch to every part of your life, including numbering the strand of your hair. Because sincerely speaking, for some of you, you came for this miracle service, your problem is not spiritual lukewarmness. Your problem is money, period. You are in trouble right now, financially. Am I lying? There's nothing to lie about. I mean, let's not make a fool of ourselves. There are times that you need, listen, there are times that you need God to help you to water your farm so that it will grow your corn properly. But there are times you need bread immediately because you will not even live to survive when harvest will come. God can give seed and he can give bread. He's the same God. Hallelujah. There are men of God whose challenge is not integrity. God has helped them. But their challenge is to be able to get a conducive place where God's people can worship. My God is able to sort out the issues that make for life and for godliness. And let me stand again upon the grace of every man of God here and to declare over someone, in the name of Jesus, this year's edition of this Abeokuta's Believers Meeting will capture the entirety of your blessing. Hallelujah. If you're a prayer warrior that is broke, you will love God, but your pain will lead you to compromise. If you are a believer that has money and you don't have your integrity and your walk with God, the pride and complacency and the attacks that come by reason of not having a strong spiritual foundation will frustrate everything again. I am an advocate of the whole counsel of God, the holistic growth and development of the saints, in order of priority, your spiritual life, but it should extend to every other area of your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. The Bible says, and they continued steadfastly. You want to understand the entire book, you have to read the first 41 verses. Acts chapter 2 starts by saying, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together in one accord. Remember the Pentecost experience, and then as a result, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The men came and doubted that they were drunk with new wine. And Paul began to speak. In fact, let me do a 1 or 2 minute recap of my teaching in the morning. We took from Matthew chapter 16. And the Holy Spirit began to guide us to understand that Jesus said, this rock, upon this rock. And I did tell you that that rock is revelation. Number one, revelation of the builder. Who is Christ himself? Because that was the beginning of the discourse. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, is? And then number two, the revelation of the modus operandi of the kingdom. The revelation that for you to make progress and advance in the kingdom, to be formidable such that you are immune from the reach and the victory of the gates of hell, it must be a combination of your press for light and illumination and the grace to walk in obedience. Jesus was teaching about building on the rock, and he said, he that heareth my sayings and doeth them, he is like one who builds on a rock. The one who builds on sand is he that heareth but then does not obey. And he says, for both of them, there are three elements that will come to test the stability of their structure. Number one is the rain. Number two is the flood. Number three is the wind. It came upon the one who built on a rock, and it came upon the one who built on sand. The difference is that the one who built on the rock stood. Are we together now? So when Jesus said upon this rock, he was not just talking of himself alone. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this revelation, upon this template, I will build my church. What is the template? That number one, the church will only make progress, their progress as a church, and the formidability of the church to ward off the effect and the victory of the gates of hell will be founded on number one, their revelation of me as the builder, the Christ, the Messiah, he called it. Hallelujah. And then number two, that for every dimension of authority you are going to get an access in the spirit, there is a light component that empowers that revelation. Remember, we discussed Revelation chapter 5. I wept, for no man was worthy to open the book and unlock the scrolls. And the elder tapped me and he said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed, deserving to open the book and unlock the scroll. He said, I looked towards the throne and I saw the Lamb as though it had been slain, having seven eyes. I told you these are the seven major levels or realms of revelation that every believer must access. And connecting every eye was a horn, which is a symbol of authority. Authority in the kingdom is light dependent. The dimension of revelation you access, if you access it in truth, has a corresponding level of spiritual authority that matches that. So when you claim to have authority at level 4, say, and yet the light level, spiritual illumination, is level 2, you only have authority at level 2. Jesus demonstrated all 7 levels of revelation and all 7 levels of authority. The highest level of authority that the believer can command is the authority that comes through sacrifice. That was why even while Jesus was on earth, he was not walking in all 7 levels. It's the reason why he could raise the dead, but he could not give anyone eternal life. There was no one who Jesus gave eternal life before he died and rose again. Everybody he rose from the dead died again. Everybody he healed probably went through the natural depreciation of age until they died. But when Jesus rose again, there was something he had in his resurrection that he did not have in his earth work. He could give them eternal life, and he empowered the disciples. He said, now go. There were many times he told them go, but this time around, it was not just to go and preach the kingdom. He gave them authority, not only to forgive sins, he gave them authority to impart life, even life eternal, by the Spirit, through the preaching of the word of faith, according to Romans 10 from verse 8 to 13. So Acts 2:42, the Bible says they continued steadfastly. Please listen carefully. The first word I want us to examine tonight very quickly is the word continue. Continue demands stamina. Continue demands endurance beyond the limitations that emotions bring. It is very easy to start, but continuation of anything is proof of the determination to remain there. It says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The same way many of you have continued in this conference, right from the beginning of the week, morning, afternoon, evening, many of you have endured through hunger, through the sun, through the rain. This is what you are doing. They continued. Sound doctrine requires endurance, not just attentiveness. Are we together now? It says they continued steadfastly. Number one, in the apostles' doctrine. Number two, in fellowship. Number three, in the breaking of bread. And number four, in prayers. You would see the effect of that as God multiplied and added daily as many as should be saved. Please watch this. This is the apostolic template that was given to us by those who were mentored by Jesus firsthand. This is how they grew the church and they built the church. These four components must be jealously guarded and preserved, even as we look forward to this glorious move of God that is already upon us as a nation, as a continent, and even within this dispensation. Many people pray for revival. We cry for revival, but we do not prepare for it. The sons of Issachar, the Bible says, they had an understanding of the time and they knew what Israel ought to do. The Bible is full of people who did not expect visitations, but the visitations came, and when it left them barren of any experience. An example was Jacob in Genesis 28. The Bible says he came to a place called Luz, where his father had a covenant there, and he put a stone there to sleep in Genesis 28. The Bible says he saw a ladder that was ascending to the heavens. Is that in your Bible? And angels ascending and descending. He got up and said, surely the Lord was in this place and I knew not. He said, this is the gate of heaven. He was not discerning to receive. There was no record of any transformation that happened to him by reason of that encounter. The next time this encounter would happen would be chapter 32. Having spent a total of over 20 years in the house of Laban, he dismissed his wife, he dismissed his cattle. The Bible says when he was alone, a man now came to him and he held him. He said, leave me for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go. Now he was intentional. He remained with him. And he said, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He said, thou shalt no longer be called Jacob, for as a prince you have had power with God and you have prevailed. And the Bible says he touched the hollow of his thigh and blessed him. The sun arose. He called the name of the place Peniel. He says, for I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved. The Bible is full of men and women who had encounters. Some were changed by it. Some were not changed by it. Some were spectators and witnesses. For instance, in one of the synoptic accounts, when Jesus was having the experience of the transfiguration, he was praying. Are we together now? The Bible says a cloud came and filled the place, and then the disciples saw Moses and Elijah. Instead of them to be thinking of how to be changed by that experience, they said, it's good that we are here. Let's get blankets quickly, because evening will come, Moses will want to sleep, Elijah will. You can see the response to a deep spiritual experience. They were responding in a carnal way. They saw Moses and Elijah. They were representing spiritual realities. But because they were bankrupt of the hearing eyes, the seeing eyes and the hearing ears, they didn't know how to respond to that spiritual experience. They were thinking of blankets to sleep. So it's possible that you can have a spectacular move of God and your response to it is not to be opened and be changed. You want to snap the moment, and as wonderful as that is, just to preserve the history of the moment and not to be changed by it. Let me tell you this, Abeokuta, we have said it time and again. It is true that the move of God is coming upon Nigeria like never before. You go across the nations of Africa and you begin to see a palpable formation of that move. Many of your fathers, before they transited in glory, they saw these days and they wrote it. Some of you come as physical descendants from that lineage. Many of them prophesied about the move of God. Many people who were not even Africans, they died and they left volumes of visions that they saw. There has to be a generation that will leave the pages of those prophecies. And by God's predeterminate counsel, it has pleased him that we become the generation that will herald that move of Jesus even before he returns. But I tell you this, celebrating the arrival of an imminent revival will not preserve it. We must be able to prepare. Number one, listening to the Spirit to learn the patterns and the apostolic structure and formation that must be in place. Number two, we must respectfully look into the past, because the thing that is the thing that was. The secret of the future is still in yesterday. Yesterday traps the secret of tomorrow. We need to study what happened with Apostle Babalola. We need to study what happened with, where did they miss it? Where did they get it? Not for the purpose of condemnation, but the things that are written aforetime, the Bible says, they are for our learning. that we, through the patience and the comfort of Scripture, might find hope. Where did this man miss it? And I want to just buttress on this, because you see, I've studied a bit about the revival, the move of God across Africa, across continents, but particularly our dear nation, Nigeria. And the move of God that came, especially around the 60s, the 70s, into the 80s, there were two major problems that that move suffered. I want you to listen carefully. Number one was that there was a spiritual divide of two groups of people. Number one, there were those who were sound and their emphasis was on doctrine. Are we together now? Their emphasis was on doctrine. And then there was another side, by the reason of maybe the opportunity that they didn't have the opportunity to be as literate and educated. They had direct prophetic encounters through prayer, consecration, and fasting. And they received so many things. They were open to the portals of the Spirit in an unusual way. And because of the power of their encounters and the corresponding results that happened, they did not pay attention to the place of doctrine. So there were two divides in this revival. And let me tell you sincerely, that formation that started as an imbalance still has an effect on the body of Christ today. This is my final assignment, and then we'll pray for the miracle. Even if we don't have the opportunity to take testimonies, that's fine. I need to be able to do this. There is an apostolic structure that is able to host the move of God and to preserve it. Now, across the body of Christ in Nigeria and even in Africa, and you know my love and my respect and my honor for the body. So when I speak as one who is part of the system, but I also speak as one who has been granted mercy and the privilege of God's grace. There is this twofold formation right now, resuming again within the body of Christ. On one hand, there are people who are largely inclined towards the prophetic and spiritual activities through the activity of prayer and fasting, and they have accessed dimensions and all kinds of things, prophetic acts that have come. I can subject myself to 30 days prayer and fasting, and in it, I will see myself holding a handkerchief and wiping it on a woman's stomach and she's barren. I mean, the barrenness goes away. I can return back with that revelation. To execute it as I saw it is dangerous, because I must leverage on the side of doctrine to now be able to put it in perspective. The danger is if I ignore doctrine and I bring that, it may work because it was from God. But the next person who did not have that encounter but have access to the physical expressions of that encounter, the devil, why was the devil looking for the body of Moses? To put a familiar spirit in that body and use the credibility that that body carried to mislead people. Is someone learning now? So, it looks like there is a divide in the body of Christ. And what I'm saying is a bit touchy, but please listen with an open heart. Usually, people who are educated, exposed, and enlightened, and have had a lot of influences from the West, for some strange reason, they seem to be strong on the place of doctrine and the Word of God. And that is profitable. But many times, our stay on the Word of God just focuses on principles and strategies and even philosophies. And we ignore the spirituality of life. Are we together? So most people will stay with the word and they laugh at those praying, they laugh at those fasting. To mean it's only uneducated people who are in the villages, who are just prophetic people. The more you are enlightened, your enlightenment should show by your passion for doctrine alone. This is wrong. That already is going to produce a serious disaster in the body of Christ. Then on the other hand, there are people who will not be able to explain anything as far as doctrine is concerned. You cannot even come to them and be saved. But you just tell them, what is your problem? And they'll say, give me 3 days. They will go and lock themselves and pray for 3 days and have a vision be taken to the back of your house and come back and say, I found the answer. I was at the back of your house, and at the back of your house, I saw a stone somewhere. Go and destroy that stone. And in 2 days, God opens up doors. The mistake we are making is that this dichotomy was created by the devil. Listen carefully. The dichotomy was created by the devil, either through our pride and our refusal to see the value of both dimensions. So we have people being mentored and raised by people with an emphasis up to the prophetic visions, experiences, prophetic acts. Someone will suddenly appear in church on Sunday morning and tell you, I've come with something. And he may not be lying. I'm not talking about false prophets. No. But then another person will say, forget all this nonsense we're talking about. You just stay on the word of God, and you find people who are learning scriptures, but no results, no power, no grace. They can keep quoting it sincerely in the name of Jesus Christ. I won't be sick. The headache is adding. In the name of Jesus, nothing is wrong with me. And you are worse it did last year than it was. I'm not being sarcastic. I hope you understand. I apologize to you already in advance. Trust me, I'm a good pilot. We are going to balance this. Now it has become a thing of war. You have to choose what camp you belong to. So you have to choose the camp of word people. You can pray for 5 minutes and say the most important thing is the word of God in you. That may not be wrong, but we need to be careful. We're making a serious mistake. And another person can say, forget all that nonsense. You just pray and fast and see what happens. And they pray and fast empty of the word, and a familiar spirit appears to them, and they say, speak Lord, for your servant is listening, and misleads them, introducing another confusion that is advocated with confidence because it came from an encounter. Are we together now? They continued steadfastly. Please give us that scripture. 4 things. Number 1, doctrine. These are the elements that sponsor an authentic move of God. Honor to doctrine comes from the Latin word doctrina. It means a set of beliefs, now referenced from scripture, that is able to build a disciple holistically. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, meaning the instructions that were committed to them, because they themselves they testified that it was handed over to them. It was not just an opinion. Are we together? That all scripture was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be entire, complete. A generation that does not have an appreciation for doctrine is a generation that will mismanage their spiritual experiences, because doctrine defines the coordinates of your spiritual experience. If you are open to the realm of the spirit and you have prophetic encounters that come by opening up your spirit, you will need the stability of the word to give definition to your experiences. That is the tool you are going to use to vet whether it was sponsored by the devil or sponsored by God, because Satan can appear as an angel of light. Are we together? Pastors and leaders, we must, no matter what kind of call God has given us, we must be able to guide a people to have profound respect for doctrine. Now please look up. There is a place, you may have heard me teach, there is a place for sharing your experiences, and I call them personalized dealings. But you can never build a people by sharing your opinions about God and your personalized dealings. It is dangerous. By reason of my walk with God, there are certain things God has programmed into my walk with Him. It is just for me and Him. It is not for the people I lead. Now, because of the results that come from obeying that unique dealing, there are certain results you will see in my life. And if you want to ask me why I am experiencing those results, I will tell you this is the extra thing God said I should do. For instance, God can speak to someone and say, empty your account and carry the only house you have. Give it. It is not giving is a doctrine, but that's your experience. It's not a doctrine. So you may do it, and in 2 weeks somebody will give you 10 billion. Someone will want to say, how did you become so wealthy like this? The moment you turn your personalized dealing into a formula to say, if you want 10 billion, sell your car. You may sell your own, and for 30 years you will not even see your destiny helper. Are we together? This is the mystery behind people acting out what they were told to do and not getting results. There is a difference between personalized dealings and doctrine. What we must teach the body of Christ is not just our experiences. Our experiences should be an added advantage to that which the word of God has already put in place. And Hebrews chapter 6 lists 6 doctrinal foundations of the church. 6 of them. That before you attempt to step into perfection or higher levels, and he said, by the grace of God we'll have to lay that foundation. It is important that believers be grounded in the word. Please look at me. If Satan appears to you right now as Jesus, do you have a system through a sound understanding of the word to be able to discern and decipher that error? Don't say it will not happen. If Satan appears to you, he's not going to appear to you with horns. No. When you learn doctrine and you learn scripture, you understand the character of God. You know from the word what God can do and what God cannot do. Because we learn God through the person Jesus. And everything that was captured in the life of Jesus is an expression of who God is. We use Jesus as our manuscript to correct everything the prophets told us about God. No matter how sure they were, if we do not find it in Jesus, we have a right to probe their perception, because they saw in part and they prophesied in part. Are we together? We will give ourselves to doctrine. Number 2, fellowship, comes from the word koinonia. It says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion, the fellowship, the participation, the sharing together of the Holy Ghost. Let it be with you. This is the second component that was captured in the early church that must be preserved in order to have the move of God in its purest form. Fellowship. The first dimension of fellowship is fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The second dimension of fellowship is fellowship with the brethren in the house of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. It says, behold how good and pleasant it is, Psalm 133, when brethren dwell together in unity, that it is like the oil that comes upon the head of Aaron the priest, and it flows down even to his skirts. It says, there the Lord hath commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. They continued in fellowship. There are many believers today who have a problem sitting in the house of God and listening to the word of God, and they will tell you, my walk with God is personal. I don't need anybody. That looks very sincere, except if you are under a unique instruction. Otherwise, you are already in trouble. Pick a live coal. Look up, please. Pick a live coal from fire and just drop it away from where you picked it. Don't off it, don't pour water. What begins to happen to it? Community Christian living is the key to sustaining kingdom values. Believers in the early church were always in companies. They would always return to their companies. It is something that if we lose, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is personal between you and him. But do not lose touch with your fellowship with the brethren, even the house of God. Component number 3, the breaking of bread. The breaking of bread here does not just talk about communion. No, the breaking of bread was an expression that expressed love and unity. Please listen carefully. Scripture would always use the concept of breaking of bread to express love and unity. It was talking about brethren and brethren. The breaking of bread. The revivals have been lost because of antagonism between one sect and another. They did well in terms of learning doctrine. Are we together? If you read the story, respectfully speaking, of Alexander Dowie and Maria Woodward Eater, it was one of the classic examples. Dowie was a great man who God was using very mightily, but something happened eventually because at the time there was no internet, so you wouldn't know what God was doing. Here comes this woman who seemed to be uneducated, who God was using very mightily, and it was the voice that they trusted that began to criticize her. And Dowie was a great man who God used mightily. He commanded the attention of politicians and all kinds of people, and yet this was the one who was fighting the next move of God. Robert Sladen said the current move of God always seemed to fight the next move of God, because the moment God starts doing something new, what God is already doing now begins to fight. Just because God is doing something different from what he did before does not mean he's not the one doing it. Till today in Africa, for instance, we still fight the ministry of women rising. You see that now. There is a way the Bible describes that it should be done. But there are many people till today who do not believe that God can lift women like Deborah, like Anna, like Rahab, like Ruth, like Esther. They continued in the breaking of bread. If we want to see the move of God happen to us in a mighty way in Abeokuta, listen, you must be able to throw away your differences and be able to embrace love and embrace unity. There are certain dimensions of God's glory that cannot be captured by one man's spiritual experience. No matter how faithful you are as an individual, you are only an effective member in the body. This is one of the things that I learned. And this is why many times when I come for meetings like this, I communicate profound honor for the leaders and the vessels here. Because let me tell you, these men and women of God you see seated in front, and some of you across, we do not know you, are powerful people with a track record and a testimony of the hand of God upon their lives. And yet they come and open up themselves sincerely to listen to another man of God. It is worthy of commendation and it is worthy of emulation, because this is one spirit that is missing in the body of Christ. Is someone hearing now? Yes. That means, as a man, a mighty man of God, when you admit that there are dimensions that are not yet at work in you, or there are dimensions you do not see, you can sit down and listen to a man of God's message. You can be blessed by it and add it to your spiritual growth, and it produces a holistic person. Love and unity. Please hear me, Abeokuta, especially for the younger generation coming. The spirit of competition, the spirit of who is greater, the spirit of whose prayer group or whose ministry is greater, is a demonic spirit. Cast it out this night, and cast it out in a hurry. Hallelujah. I look forward to times when a man of God will be organizing crusades and another one will not know him and say, listen, I hear that God is doing this, please. I have 5 bosses. Can they help in making this happen? And he said, who are you? It does not matter. I know that you are contributing towards God, what God is doing in Abeokuta. Genuine love and unity. The spirit of competition will always destroy people, including sincere people. And most of us younger ministers are being mentored now in a way that, if not balanced, can destroy us. When God anoints you and grants you grace, make sure that the body of Christ benefits from the investment of the Spirit over your life. Do not see another man of God or see another businessman and downplay the investment of God's work in their lives. Imagine that you come here, there are many pastors here. Do you know, as much as you see all of us here, if the Holy Spirit is to arrange us according to our spiritual levels, you will be surprised that some of us who are preaching to you now will be at the back in that queue. I've known this years ago about my life. You will be surprised at those who are standing in front, who have a track record with God, but they are the ones who will come and keep quiet right from morning till night. Is someone learning? They continued steadfastly in doctrine, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit and themselves, in the communication of love and unity. And finally, I need to say this, in prayers. Let nobody deceive you about the validity and the importance of prayer. As far as your spiritual growth is concerned, and as far as God's program is concerned, when a people do not pray across a territory, I assure you that territory is in trouble. There is no such thing as I'm not a prayer warrior. Prayer is a responsibility that is carved upon your heart by revelation. Are we together now? You have a mandate to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. You have a mandate to give diligence to these things, to make your calling and your election sure. When it has to do with prayer, there may be people who are uniquely called and graced, but he spake a parable to the end that men ought to pray and not to faint. I'm saying this because there is a move that downplays prayer, downplays fasting, and makes it look like what is there. There are people who don't serve God, they don't pray, yet they are prospering. It may be sincere, but they say, mark the end of the wicked, not the beginning. You keep watching. A man who has not fortified his stand with prayer is a man who is dangerous to himself and everyone around him. The revival that is coming is not just an intellectual revival with people who have physical value, engineers and doctors. Thank God for that, and thank God for the seven mountains. But you must understand and you must realize that the realm of the spirit controls the physical realm. Are we together now? This is my final word to Abel Kuta. There is no such thing as I'm a word person. There is no such thing as I am a prayer person. There's no such thing as I'm a fellowship person. The Bible does not dichotomize it. If you want to be part of God's program, you must continue steadfastly in number one, doctrine. Number two, fellowship. Number three, the breaking of bread. Love and unity for the brethren. And then number four, prayers. So if you find somebody who says, I'm not a prayer person, don't criticize him. Tell him you are in trouble. That philosophy is an attack from the pit of hell. And if you find somebody who says, all I do is prayer, tell him, listen, my dear one, when Jesus was done praying and Satan came to him, he said, it is written, not I prayed. What helped him to defend Satan was, it is written. That means with all of his prayer, I wish I had time, I would have taken you to Matthew chapter 4 to show you Jesus balancing the ministry of the word and of prayer. He prayed and fasted, but when Satan came, he never made mention of prayer as the reason for his defense. It is written was what he used. But when Satan too switched to it is written, the value of prayer to have created discernment was what helped to decipher his speakings. Are we together? I am a prayer person. No, respectfully speaking, that is wrong. I am a word person. That is wrong. You may be well-intentioned. You are never given an option to choose between prayer or the word or fellowship or love for the brethren. Love for the brethren is a mandate and a command. It has nothing to do with whether you like it or not. You must love the brethren, for how can you say you love God whom you have not seen when you do not love your brother whom you can see? Hypocrisy. The test of your love for God is love for the brethren. Are we together? I'll stop here so that I can speak over the sick, speak over Abel Kuta, and then we're done for the night. Has someone learned something? Please rise up on your feet. They continued steadfastly in doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayers. Doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayers. Doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayers. All four must be captured in your spiritual experience. All four must be captured in your church. All four must be captured in your mentorship system if you want to see a people grow holistically. I believe in what God is doing in Nigeria, especially at this prophetic time. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly before we pray, there's no point wasting your time. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, the church, Jesus said the church will be built on the rock. And the first rock is the revelation of Jesus. In every gathering like this, as you would read, when you get to verse 44 or thereabout, it says, and the Lord added daily to their number as many as should be saved. The truth is that there are people here from maybe Tuesday or whenever this started, you have been coming. But right where you are, you know that you need to make your ways right with Jesus. You do not know Jesus sincerely, and you have not made things right with Jesus. For others, you are saying, I truly need to rededicate my life sincerely. Wherever you are, please give me the honor and the joy of leading you to Jesus. You may be the one person who your family is waiting for. You may be that, like that man in Gadara. I'm going to count 1 to 5. You want to make it right with Jesus or a rededication? Leave your seat and run. Come right now. Wherever you are, let's celebrate them as they come. God bless you. Let's celebrate them as they come. Don't sit back there when you should come to Jesus. Apostle, I need to make it right with Jesus. Abel Kuta, is this how you celebrate a harvest? Come. Come. No matter how far, come. 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 Who do men say that I am? Some say you are a miracle worker. Some say you are the one who give people jobs. Some say you are the one who give marriages. Some say you are the best of all the founders of religions. But Peter said, I know who you are. You are the Messiah. You are the Messiah. You are Messiah. You are Messiah. Messiah. Messiah, you are Messiah, Messiah. Listen, keep coming. Do you know, you can never tell how many trees come out of a seed. You can count the amount of fruits that come. These ones right now, as you see them, they may represent the mantle for the next move of God within this city. There is no limit to how far. And for some of you, you are seated and you are saying, Apostle, I want to come out, but I really am not sure. I remember I've made a decision like this before. But right now, the way my life is, I cannot exactly tell if I'm serious with God. I have a few seconds for you. Come out and join them as I pray. There is something called the assurance of salvation. Come. Don't be ashamed. That's why we are here for you. Come. Come. Hallelujah. I salute every one of you, and for those who are connecting by way of television or internet, here is your chance to make Jesus Lord of your life sincerely. No matter what else you receive, the revelation of Jesus as the Christ. The Christ does not just mean the anointed one. It means the chosen one. The one who was sent to die. The price for your life was his life. And he's giving you a new opportunity right now. It doesn't matter how far you have veered off. The Bible says that anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, that individual will be saved. Lift your right hand high above your head, ladies and gentlemen. And say this loud and clear after me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. I declare that the power of sin, of Satan, of hell, and of the grave is broken over my life. I obtain grace to live a victorious Christian life. In the name of Jesus, I am a child of God from tonight and forever. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these precious people here in Abeokuta. They have come responding to your call. I pray, Lord Jesus, let this be the beginning of glorious moments in their lives. According to the integrity of God's word, I declare your sins forgiven. And in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I speak over your life that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. You walk the victorious life, and in the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your destiny in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Now please, very quickly, I want you to follow the counselor waving the placard, all of you in concert. Very quickly, please comply with the instructions and the demands they will make of you, just for a minute or two, and you will rush back to join us in the service. Let's honor them as they go. Celebrate them as they go. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, I want you to lay your hands where you are trusting God for healing. Sadly, we may not have the time to take testimonies because I have to honor the time. We've stretched you a bit. But lay your hands there. There are many people who came trusting God for a miracle. Did you come peradventure with any prayer request? I'm not sure you did. So I'll just speak generally over us. I'm going to speak over your body. I'll be done for tonight. Please lay your hands. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. You've seen the testimony of our dear sister who God granted a miracle. Miracles are real. They are not stage managed. They are not a figment of man's imagination. It is a demonstration of the love and the might of Jesus. Lay your hands. I want to pray for you. You can also stand for someone who is sick far beyond this place, and the power of God is able to touch them. As I shout the name of Jesus, I want you to shout a thunderous amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that every spirit of infirmity that has followed you to this ground, or followed those that you are standing in for, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we declare that it gives way now. From the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Blood diseases, be healed in Jesus' name. Migraines, be healed in Jesus' name. Bone conditions, be healed in Jesus' name. Any stranger in your body that has not been planted by God, we uproot it right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And in the same vein, I speak over everyone here that has been in any kind of demonic captivity. We announce your exodus now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Eye conditions be healed. Ear conditions be healed. Heart conditions be healed. Genotype issues be corrected. Fertility issues be corrected. Failed organs receive brand new organs. In the name of Jesus Christ. And if there is anybody you know who has been given any death sentence, as far as sickness is concerned, maybe suffering from cancer or suffering from whatever, in the name of Jesus, we speak life to them. We declare that they will not die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I stand in faith with the fathers here represented over Abeokuta, over the southwest, and I decree and declare the role you have to play in the global revival, the role you have to play in the continental revival across Africa, the role that you have to play as far as the revival in Nigeria is concerned, obtain grace to play it with honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare over someone here, your bishopric could not be taken by another. All those who have been sent as watchmen to prepare people in the place of priesthood, obtain grace to be effective in your assignment. The communicators of doctrine who have been given the eye of the Spirit to dissect scripture and bring understanding to the body, receive grace to be effective. The pastors that have been mandated to take care of God's flock, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you will be effective. The apostles and the prophets that have been mandated to coordinate the spiritual activities across their predefined territories, receive grace to serve God's purposes with humility. In the name of Jesus. The kingdom financiers that have been mandated to be empowered by wisdom and to supply resources that make for this coming revival, obtain grace to be effective. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for all within the land of Abeokuta. It will be a tragic thing if this kind of prophetic and apostolic conference is happening yearly and then it does not translate to the spiritual advancement, the socioeconomic advancement of the people within the land. Therefore, I lend my voice with every man of God here. We pray first for every church in Abeokuta, regardless the denomination, regardless the platform, provided they name the name of Christ and contribute towards the building and the maturing of the saints. Be empowered afresh in the name of Jesus. Be empowered afresh in the name of Jesus. We pray for every business and every economic structure that has been put in this land to provide value and better the lives of people. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom and the favor you need to thrive and remain, receive it in the name of Jesus. We pray for this ministry that have so graciously provided the platform year in, year out for us to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we stand in faith with the angel over this ministry, and we declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that that which comes upon men who give their all to the program of God, let it come upon this ministry. Let it come upon God's servant. Let it come upon all who walk with him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please hear me. For all who have given for this program, financially, in terms of prayer, I got to understand that there was a prayer team that was put up specifically for, am I right on that? Men who kept praying. You didn't just come. People prayed that God will clear the atmosphere for you to come. The Bible says a worker is deserving of his wages. We pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who is part of the prayer team and the workforce here of ABM. May the God of heaven, who is the rewarder of men, reward you speedily. In the name of Jesus, let me declare that everyone who is here present, you will not be absent by next year's program. We have two more months to the end of the year. This is where the waster is unleashed over destinies. There is a spirit called the waster. You will just hear that someone shouted, my head, and just died. Let me speak over your life. If there is any plague of death over you, to say you will not finish this year with honor and with dignity, I command death to pass over you now. Death passes over you now. And in the name of Jesus, as part of our spiritual and corporate responsibility, we lend our voice in this conference to pray over the future of Nigeria. We decree and declare, Father, arise over this nation. February is the election. We have just a few months. In the name of Jesus, We decree and declare every quickness to tie down this nation and put it under siege. We stand as priests upon the watchtower, and we declare the purposes of God for Nigeria must be established. In the name of Jesus. Finally, let me pray a fire. I have learned that you do not have anything valuable if the spiritual substance that makes up your life is low or not there. No matter what else you have, if you lose touch with spiritual reality, you have lost touch with everything. Therefore, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. Your hunger for God, your hunger for the things of God, your hunger for the place of the altar, your hunger for the word of God, your hunger for consecration and walking in uprightness and holiness and righteousness. May that grace... You will be a believer in word. You will be a believer in deed. You will be a believer in lifestyle. You will be a believer in character. And for your family members that you left wherever you left to come here, in the name of Jesus, because you are here on this ground, we send angels on assignment by the word of the Lord to bring to pass that which is needed in their lives in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Shola, thank you so very much. Pastor Shedun, thank you. Abel Kuta, thank you for receiving our ministry. The Lord bless you. The Lord honor you. In Jesus' name.